Welcome to Cisco on Cisco Case Studies, a series in which we cover what Cisco IT has learned from some of its key internal solution deployments. In the next 3 minutes, you'll hear how Cisco deployed Fibre Channel over IP with EMC SRDFA for database replication in its global enterprise. And now, welcome inside Cisco IT. If your company still measures database restoration in hours instead of minutes, you can pare down your failover time with a Fibre Channel over IP solution, as Cisco did. When you need to restore 4 terabytes of data post-haste, 3,000 miles can be a long way. Cisco maintains vital ERP databases in California, but its disaster recovery and development site resides clear across the country, in North Carolina. Database restoration is an essential part of most companies' disaster recovery plans. And for most IT organizations, including Cisco's, 2 clear objectives define the challenge of database failover. The first is to end up with the most current data in the database once it's been restored. This is called Minimum Recovery Point Objective, or RPO. And the second objective is to bring the disaster recovery database online as quickly as possible. This is referred to as Minimum Recovery Time Objective, or RTO. For Cisco IT, meeting both these objectives in the company's SAN environment meant they needed to find a way around the latency that's inherent in replication over long distances. There were other challenges, too. Cisco's electronic journaling process, another important piece of the disaster recovery plan, introduced several problems over the WAN. The process included the regular transmission of archive logs from San Jose over the WAN to the North Carolina site. For failover of its local databases, Cisco had been using the EMC SRDF application in synchronous mode. But across the wide area, that solution would create too much latency. So, with a focus on its goals for minimum RPO and RTO, Cisco IT conducted a pilot using Fibre Channel over IP and EMC SRDF asynchronous to replicate logs and database volumes between California and North Carolina. The EMC SRDFA solution is designed to work effectively between 2 databases across long distances with very low latency. Using Fibre Channel over IP, or FCIP, with EMC SRDFA, Cisco achieved an impressive RPO of less than a minute across the 3,000-mile distance, and RTO dropped from hours to minutes. When necessary, Cisco IT can refresh a 4-terabyte database over the WAN in about 2 hours, compared to the 24 hours it used to take. Better WAN utilization is still another bonus. The FCIP solution transfers smaller archive logs, which Cisco's OC12 corporate LAN can accommodate. IT staff achieved the same RPO as they would have if they also transferred the larger data volumes, which would have called for a costly upgrade to OC48. The pilot proved successful, and the FCIP with EMC SRDFA has become a tremendous advantage to Cisco's business continuity. Thank you for listening. You can find more information about Cisco's FCIP with EMC SRDFA solution and many other Cisco on Cisco case studies at www.cisco.com/go/CiscoIT.